Hey guys, welcome to a new episode on the NASCAR series. We are going to preview the final 10 races and what could happen between these final 10 races of the regular season. So first, let's look at the tracks we're going to. We're going to Nashville, then Road America, Atlanta, New Hampshire, or Pocono, Indianapolis Road Course, or Michigan, Richmond, Watkins Glen, and Daytona to end out the Cup Series regular season. We already have 12 different winners locked on into the playoffs. Those include Austin Cindric. Those include Austin Cindric with his Daytona 500 win, Kyle Larson with a win at Auto Club Speedway, Alex Bowman with his Las Vegas win, Chase Briscoe with his Phoenix win, and William Byron with his Atlanta and Martinsville victories. He's Ross Chastain with his Circuit of the Americas and Talladega race victories. Denny Hamlin with his two race victories at Richmond and Charlotte. Kyle Busch's Bristol Dirt win. That was close to being a Tyler Reddick lock into the playoffs. But Briscoe got into him and they spun. Chase Elliott, he also locked in with his one day rain delayed win at Dover. Joey Logano locks in with his Darlington and Gateway victories. Kurt Busch with his Kansas Speedway victory. And then the newest winner in the NASCAR Cup Series, the first Mexican-born driver to win a cup race, Daniel Suarez, locked into the playoffs with Sonoma. So they're coming off the Father's Day off weekend. I mean, the Truck Series did run over the weekend. That race was won by Todd Gilliland. But we're heading. They're not going to have another off break until the end of the season. And because they're going on from this race 17-36. All the final races. So let's preview who hasn't locked in that I believe could lock in. Some of the candidates I think will include Ryan Blaney at the top, Martin Truex Jr. as the second, Tyler Reddick I think will be the third highest candidate, Kevin Harvick I think is my fourth top candidate to make this year's Cup playoffs. With a win. Brad Keselowski is my sixth one if he could bounce back. That should be Eric Almirola. I'm going to put Chris Buescher at seventh. Keselowski at eighth to possibly make the playoffs. Eric Jones will be my ninth possible chance to make the playoffs. And then followed by Bubba Wallace. And those are my top 10 candidates who haven't locked in that could make it to the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs. There's only 4 spots left after 16 races. This is not including non-points races, which include the Clash and the All-Star. Our race. So it's been 16 races. 16 points-paying races. We've had 12 different winners. 4 repeat winners, and a lot of crazy action. Who do I bet can win? I don't know. But for me, I think Ryan Blaney will have the biggest shot. He won the NASCAR All-Star Race back in Texas on May 22nd. But really, he hasn't actually had a points-paying victory this season, which has made him not locked into the playoffs yet. FCF, but I think he will get a win soon. And I think maybe Michigan could be a track he could get a win. The Coke Zero 400, he won both of those last season. I think Pocono might be another good shot for him, along with Atlanta. So, as we dive in, I'm in for the rest of this season. It's been a wild season to think of. We've had wild flips. Epps crazy races. This is even crazier races, including the Coca-Cola 600. 18 cautions from that race. There has been a lot of crazy and unexpected things from this next-gen car. And let's look at what could be the most exciting race within these final 10 races. I think that's going to be the regular season finale, the Coke Zero 400. Restrictor plate racing under the lights. The final race before the playoffs begin, which begins September 4th at Darlington Raceway to kick off the round of 16. Only 16 drivers will have a shot to make the championship and four get eliminated throughout each round, including the round of 16, round of 12, round of 8, and up to the championship four. It could be anyone. And who could get at this victory. Yeah, but let's look at some races. Is that the not so locked in drivers might have a bit shot at winning. The Ally 400, I'm gonna go with Tyler Reddick for this one. He's a good speedway racer and I think he could get something done. For Road America, I think Martin Truex Jr. might have the best shot. He's won a couple road course races, which makes him a possible threat to win the Jockey 250. Oh, I should have put Austin Dillon in that top 10. Austin Dillon will be part of my top 10 and drivers who haven't locked in to make the playoffs. The Quaker State 400, I think this might be one of Ryan Blaney's races he could lock in for. The Foxwoods 301, this might be... Oh, I should also put Christopher Bell up there in the top 10 that I haven't locked in. This could maybe be like... I have a wide range of drivers who could win this. Blaney, Keselowski, Almirola... Bell are kind of my top, are some of my top opt picks to make a possible checkered flag out of this New Hampshire race on July 17th. Then we'll go to Pocono. I think this could be a Blaney win and possibly a Truex, maybe even a Reddick. Verizon 200 might be a Blaney win, possible Tyler Reddick, even a Michael McDowell could come up and possibly steal a road course win and lock into the playoffs for the second straight season. For the Firekeepers 400, this one's definitely going to be a Blaney. Any race, he could definitely win. And maybe some other drivers. The Federated Autos 400, it's going to be a Truex race that he could definitely lock in. Go Bowling at the Glen, I think, is going to be another, like, maybe Truex, Blaney, Reddick, possibly Bell, maybe lock in. Or even Kevin Harvick. Harvick could lock in at Michigan. And as well as something, I should say. And along with Pocono, I think would be a good shot. Coke Zero 400, well, don't really know. Because everyone feels like they have a shot to win on a super speedway track. But we're going to keep chugging along this episode. So who? If we do have 17 winners, who is going to be at risk of falling out? For the record, I would maybe say... So look at our winners. If we go to 17 winners before, like, I don't know, before the Coke Zero 400, under the top five drivers that would have a possible... that could fall out, would be Austin Cindric. By me, if we do reach 17 winners, the top five of drivers in danger would be Austin Cindric, Chase Briscoe, Daniel Suarez, Kurt Busch, and maybe Alex Bowman. I don't know. But those are my top five drivers that could fall out of the playoffs if we do get to 17 winners before race number, or if we get to 26 winners after the Coca-Cola Zero Sugar 400 under that Daytona. That could be literally anyone's win. Who knows? Who knows who could win that race? It's going to be quite a crazy run through these final 10 regular season points-paying races. Races until we get up to the playoffs. It's going to be one heck of a run to the playoffs here. I bet we're going to see a lot of drama. A lot of big crashes. A lot of the unexpected, and even a lot, and probably some of the drivers that have locked in, winning and locking in to the 2022 playoffs. Who knows? We could even surpass 17. And where was before? After we wrap up the Coke Zero 400 and head to the playoffs. So we are going to end this episode here. Thank you all for listening to this short NASCAR series episode about previewing the final 10 races. Thank you all.